Two recruiting offers can carry the exact same headline number and treat your income in completely different ways. One protects it while your clients repaper. The other bets it on a future that has to go right. Today, I'm going to open up how these packages are actually built. The two halves inside almost every deal, so you can tell which offer you're actually holding before you sign anything. Quick note before we get into it. Advisor Growth Lab is not a broker dealer, and everything here is for educational purposes only. It's not individualized legal, tax, or investment advice. Every advisor's situation is different, so treat this as a map, not a set of directions. This one's for any advisor who's fielding recruiter calls, comparing term sheets, or just wondering what the big numbers in this business are actually made of. And there are a lot of you. Diamond Consultants' annual transition report counted more than 11,000 experienced advisors changing firms in 2025, up about 16% from the year before. Nearly every one of those moves ran on the structure I'm about to walk you through. Start with the split, because almost every recruiting package is two different kinds of money wearing one number. There's an upfront piece offered at or near the time you join. And there's a back-end piece tied to hitting certain marks in the years that follow. Recruiters quote the sum because the sum sells. You want to read the split because the split is what you live with. Each half solves a different problem. The upfront piece answers your biggest fear in a move, the income dip, while clients transfer and the practice rebuilds. The back end answers the firm's biggest fear, that you take the check and coast after the announcement. How the total divides between those two halves tells you most of what you need to know about how much certainty a deal actually gives you. Now, the upfront piece, because the word bonus is the wrong word for what this usually is, the upfront money is typically a forgivable loan. The firm wires you the funds on day one, and you sign a promissory note for the full amount. Then each year you stay and meet the terms, the firm forgives a slice of the balance. Stay the whole schedule, and the entire loan gets a raise. Leave early, and whatever hasn't been forgiven yet can come due. And these schedules run in years, not months. FINRA itself has described recruitment incentives running as much as 2 to 3 times the prior year's commissions and fees. And its guidance to firms use an illustrative 9-year note as the example. So the clock on one of these can outlast most jobs. Let me put arithmetic on it. This is purely illustrative math, not a quote and not a market rate. Say an advisor with $1 million in trailing 12 production signs a note at 2 times trailing 12, the lower end of the band FINRA described. That's a $2 million note. Forgiven straight line over 9 years, roughly $222,000 of the loan gets erased each year. The advisor stays and meets the terms. Now, walk out at the end of year 4. Something like $1.1 million hasn't been forgiven yet. And depending on the note's terms, that balance can come due, sometimes quickly. The size of the check got the meeting. The forgiveness schedule decides how the story ends. Then there's the tax side, and I'll keep this general because your own CPA gets the final word. Because the money arrives as a loan, it's typically not taxed as a lump sum when the check clears. Instead, each forgiven slice is generally reported as ordinary income in the year it's forgiven. So the headline is a pre-tax figure spread across the life of the schedule, not an after-tax windfall in year one. This surprises people in both directions. Some advisors brace for a giant tax bill immediately and find it spread out. others mentally spin the full headline and forget that every forgiven slice lands on a tax return. And if you leave early and have to repay an unforgiven balance, unwinding income you already recognize gets complicated fast. So that's half the deal. The other half is the back end, and the one word that describes it is earn. Back end money usually depends on milestones. Moving a certain share of your assets to the new firm within set windows. Growing the business. Hitting production marks along the way. Miss a hurdle, and that tranche never becomes yours. It's real money, but it's earned money rather than promised money. And asset transfer hurdles deserve the hardest look because you don't fully control how fast clients repaper. And some portion of any book stays behind in a move. Stress test those milestones against your own client list and a slower than hoped transfer, not against the firm's optimistic version of it. Put the halves back together and you can finally ask the useful question, not how big is this deal? How much of it is certain income that bridges my gap? And how much depends on a future that has to go right? A deal weighted toward the note gives you a floor and a long tether. A deal weighted toward the back end gives you upside and hands you the execution risk. Neither weighting is wrong. They suit different practices, but you can only choose between them once you've separated them. And skipping that separation is exactly what the one big headline number is designed to make easy. One more point before I wrap up on the channel you're moving into, because the structure shifts with it. Move employee to employee, and the new firm keeps a large share of your ongoing production through its payout grid so it can afford a large note up front. The deal front loads. Move to an independent channel and the economics generally invert. You keep more of each revenue dollar going forward, so upfront assistance tends to be smaller and aimed at the real costs of moving technology, repapering, office setup. Neither structure is a trick. Money upfront generally corresponds to economics you give up later. In whichever direction you're leaning, these notes are documents for a securities attorney. And the tax treatment is a job for your own CPA. Most advisors have neither on call, and that's the point. Line them up before the first offer arrives, not after you've signed. If recruiters are already calling, or you just want to know where you'd stand before any of these conversations start, we built a short assessment for exactly that. 6 questions, and it routes you to a private conversation or the research that fits your situation. It's free on our website at advisorgrowthlab.com. No pressure, just answers. Read the split before you admire the sum. Clear eyes first, the move second. I'll see you tomorrow.